proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ospin with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue looking at the series beginning in Malachi chapter 1, in which God asserted that he'd love the Jewish people with an everlasting love, and how Jewish history proved God's faithfulness to that promise. In the 121st Psalm, the author of that work asserted that, quote, "He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep," unquote. Both ancient and modern historical accounts support the veracity of that statement. During the times of Malachi, the Jewish people were scarcely a century removed from a 70-year period of exile in Babylon. Under the relatively benign oversight of their Persian overlords, the Jewish people enjoyed a certain degree of political and religious autonomy. The Jews rebuilt their temple, restored the walls of Jerusalem, and reinstituted a number of previously abandoned religious practices, such as the offering of sacrifices. God continued to watch over his chosen people in the New Testament era. Rome proved to be the harshest taskmaster that Israel would ever know. Nonetheless, in spite of cruel Roman persecutions, in spite of a second dispersion of Jews across the face of the earth under Emperor Hadrian, the Jewish nation still maintained its identity as a separate people. Indeed, Judaic scholastic study flourished in the decades immediately after the armies of Titus destroyed both the city of Jerusalem and the temple there. With the rise of Islam in the Middle East, northern Africa, and southern Spain, Jews initially received a degree of toleration, albeit as a subject people. However, a time came when Jews such as Moses Maimonides had to flee for their lives from growing Muslim oppression in Spain. The Jewish people suffered greatly in Europe during medieval times. In the 14th century Black Plague, crowds accused the Jews of poisoning the city wells. Many Jews were killed as a result of those false charges. European rulers encouraged, indeed permitted, numerous mob outbreaks against the Jews in their midst. Throughout the continent of Europe, monarchs expelled Jews from their territories. It would be Renaissance Italy who, in the 16th century, would see the rise of the first ghetto, a locale in which authorities forcibly herded their Jewish populations into a small area, with limited access to and from that area. Nonetheless, the Jewish people continued to thrive. Why? Because God remained faithful to them, and God would keep his promises that he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In the 31st chapter of the book of Jeremiah, God went on record as stating that the existence of the Jewish nation would outlast even natural phenomena. Quote, "Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If these ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever." Unquote. In other words, the sun, the moon, the stars would have to disappear before the Jewish people ceased to exist. This is Mark Ospin with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.